o'clock, a four-day festival celebrating Yiddish culture starts tomorrow in Montreal. And this is the very first edition of the Yiddish Culture Jam. So that means workshops, there will be musical performances, even some cooking classes, and all of those activities will fill up three locations all around the Plateau Mont-Royal. And that's not all. Avia Moore is the artistic director of Klez Canada. That is a Montreal-based group. It promotes Jewish traditional arts and Yiddish culture. And that's the group that created this event. And Avia joins me now in studio. Avia, welcome. It's great to have you.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
With this weather, I would love nothing more than to take a cooking class or maybe heat up by dancing to some music. So I feel like your timing is perfect for this. How are you feeling knowing this is the first ever inaugural festival?
Well, although this is the first edition of this particular event, Klez Canada has been running programs for over 30 years now. We celebrated our 30th summer retreat this summer. So we're feeling good. We've got sort of the lead up jitters, but also the confidence with which we're going forward. So all excited.
What are those lead up jitters like?
Oh, it's mostly a lot of emails. Just getting through all the emails.
Yeah, exactly.
Making sure all the niceties are in place to welcome all our guests.
Yeah, polishing things off and make sure everything's ready. Tell me a little bit about your guests then. Who are you expecting and what's in store for the next 4 days?
So we have a slate of guest artists, some of whom are coming to us from out of town, from Boston, Western Mass, New York City. And we also have guest artists from Montreal itself. People who are better known within the Montreal community, including Josh Dolgan, aka So-Called, who's well known here. And we also have a participant-led series where folks who wanted to apply to run a workshop could do so as well. So we have a really wide selection of artists and speakers and performers this weekend.
Why do you feel it's important to have the Yiddish Culture Jam here in Montreal?
Well, as I said, for many years, we've run this wonderful event in August up in the Laurentians. It's a week-long immersive program, and it draws people from all over the world. But we know that not everybody can take a week off. Not everybody can commit their whole vacation or drive up to the Laurentians. It's not accessible to everyone. So we wanted to make sure that there was programming available in the city for our community, for people who could maybe only attend one performance or one workshop.
And, now you have like the winter edition. So you can do the summer thing and now have the winter edition and get people together a couple of times a year.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're almost exactly 6 months apart. So it's really quite a wonderful complement to their summer retreat. And we're really excited.
Yeah. What's the mood often like at these?
It's very festive. It's very community oriented. It's very warm. We've used the word Hamish to describe this particular event, which means cozy or home-like.
Hamish, okay. Mm-hmm. That's a good word. In terms of where you will be this weekend, Avia, where are you planning to be?
So among other things, I'm not only the artistic director, but I'm also a Yiddish dance teacher. So I'll be running workshops this weekend, as well as helping to keep everything together. So I'll be teaching a workshop on Saturday and one on Sunday. And then as part of our Saturday night concert, we have a dance party, and I'll be one of two dance leaders at that event, joined by a Quebecois dance leader, bringing in their dances as well.
Is it for all ages, Avia? Can anyone learn at any time?
Absolutely. Yeah. Most of this particular program is oriented towards adults, but it's very intergenerational.
What do you love about dance?
Oh, well, I've always been a dancer. I grew up in the folk dance community, and I like the way that it brings people together. And in many ways, not only gets us moving, but really quite literally teaches us how to hold hands. Right. And it's a good life lesson, not only to hold hands on the dance floor, but how can we get along with our neighbors?
I love that. Just hold hands literally, but then also figuratively, how you take that lesson outside, off the dance floor and outside into the world.
Absolutely. And it feels like a lesson that we need more and more.
It's interesting because I took dance lessons many years ago, and my dance teachers had always said, if you want to know what someone is like, what their character is like, just dance with them. And you will know right away, you know, do they lead? Do they follow? Can they take directions? Can you lead and follow? So it's an interesting perspective to try to see and learn about people just through dance. You don't have to talk to each other.
Absolutely. Yeah. And in an intergenerational community, we often don't know what injuries somebody is carrying, what life experience they're carrying. And it gives us an opportunity to get to know each other.
With a festival like this, what do you hope people learn just about Yiddish culture and the community in Montreal?
Well, we have two particular themes for this festival that I'm hoping rise to the surface, one of which is that Yiddish culture is not only a heritage and a history, but very much a contemporary identity and a contemporary cultural form. So we have the band on the opening night writes their own lyrics, their own new Yiddish lyrics, their own compositions. And we're focused on what is the contemporary Yiddish cultural making look like. And then the other thing that we're hoping is that our neighbors come out and see what we're all about and maybe try us for the first time. And we are really seeing that it's as the tickets sell, as the passes sell, we're seeing lots of faces that are new to us. And we're really excited about that.
And when you say neighbors, do you mean outside of Montreal or even outside of Canada? Because I know some of your bands are coming from outside of Canada.
We hope that this particular event, because it's on a weekend that's not officially a long weekend, draws mostly locally, say from a 3-hour drive around us.
Yeah.
The summer retreat brings in people from all over the world, but that's a much larger event. But yeah, literally and figuratively, our neighbors, people who may not know that there's a Yiddish cultural community next door.
Do you see this? I know it's the first, it's the inaugural March edition here. Do you see that this could be a new chapter for Clez Canada?
We certainly see it as another step in our growth. Clez Canada has always offered some programs in Montreal, but not in a very consistent way. And we would really like to develop a consistent presence in Montreal that includes both this festival. We have a monthly Klezmer Jam. We offer workshops and concerts. And we're hoping that people start to look for us and know that we're here.
Okay, I have to hear some klezmer music now then, because we've just been talking about it and I can already picture the dancing in my mind. So before you go, we are going to play a song that you suggested. This is from Leviosin. They're from Boston. They will be coming to Montreal. Tell us a little bit about it.
So the band who you will hear, Leviosin, all of whom are young musicians in the Yiddish cultural scene, all of whom have come through Clez Canada's scholarship programs in the past and have learned to express their own creativity and their own voice and their own identities through Yiddish songwriting, through Yiddish music. And we feel like they really represent what we're hoping to share in this inaugural edition.
Okay, we're going to hear it in just a second. Avia Moore, the artistic director of Clez Canada, the Yiddish Culture Jam. It kicks off tomorrow. It runs from February the 26th to March the 1st. Maybe kick off your March break this way this weekend. It's taking place at the Centre Musicien du Monde at Casa del Popolo and at the Ukrainian National Federation of Quebec. So we're going to hear a song. But until then, Avia, thank you so much. Good luck with the programming and with the festival this weekend.
Thank you so much.
So here is VNS. This is by Leviosin.
Und doch ist es schön VNS. Und das Rose wird zwei.